Hello, and welcome to Music Business. Today, we're going to jump right in and talk about AI in the music industry. As we know, this is a gray area, and any gray areas that pop up in music, it takes our industry a little bit of time to adapt. AI is no different, and that's why it comes with a series of pros and cons that we're all trying to wrap our head around. Let's kick it off with some pros. Obviously, AI can generate music faster than most humans can make it. AI can generate melodies, beats, and lyrics incredibly quickly, basically streamlining the whole creative process. And would be remiss to not speak about the cost efficiency around using AI as opposed to humans to generate some of this creative process. Obviously, from a business perspective, the cost is effective and efficient. Independent artists can use AI for mixing, mastering, and production without these expensive studio times. I know to mix and master a commercial record under my record label, we're paying mix and mastering $600 to $1,200 a record for an independent artist. If we can eliminate that and have AI do it just as well, that's $1,000 that can go towards promotion of the song instead of production of the song. It also creates a personalized fan experience. AI-driven recommendations for the algorithms and marketing can really help artists target the right fans that they're trying to attract, and vice versa. These algorithms are giving music to fans that they may otherwise not discover. So these AI algorithms on the back end of a lot of our social media platforms, as well as our streaming platforms, are creating a win-win environment between the consumer finding artists that they may enjoy based on their other artists, as well as artists targeting the right fans that they know that they can resonate with and take on to that next level of fandom, that super fan. And whether you're an artist or a record label, you're constantly looking for ways to optimize your revenue opportunities. And AI is definitely powering analytics to help artists understand streaming trends, their fan trends, market trends. It also is helping with optimizing these releases and improving monetization. And obviously, improving monetization is a big one. It's only been within the past 10 years where we've been able to find our artists' music that other people are using and get our artists paid out on it. There are companies that solely do this. My record label, Momo Entertainment, is housed under a larger label called Create Music Group. I joined Create Music Group back in 2015 because one of their touting technologies that they had that differentiated themselves in the market was their ability with technology to find where the creators were using artists' music on YouTube and make sure the artist was getting paid for the music that creators were using on videos all over YouTube, all over the internet. So it used to be that unless you were inking a deal on the back end with a YouTube creator, or if they called you and said, hey, I'm going to use your music in my vlog as a creator on YouTube, you would have no idea who was using your music on YouTube. And thanks to technology and the development of it and AI's help with it, we are now able to claim those revenue streams that our creators are using as an artist to optimize our cash flow and improve our monetization. In addition to more revenue opportunities, there's also AI's pro, which is breaking industry gatekeeping. AI lowers the barrier to entry and provides production and distribution tools that don't require major label backing. So it's pretty easy to drop a record these days. It's so easy that millions of records are being dropped a day, and we're all having to break through the clutter because, let's be honest, there's some trash out there. And I don't just mean trash from independent artists that are trying to get into the music industry. I'm talking about trash out there being popped out from even major labels themselves, even artists with major label backing. So AI is kind of creating this leveling playing field for independent artists to stand a fraction of a chance to compete with the major label backing of a major labeled artist. And I think one of the largest pros is creating new possibilities. AI can inspire new sounds, generate unexpected musical ideas, and enable collaborations between humans and the machine. I think we can work with AI to generate possibilities of music creation that have not been here until now. For our last pro, basically, AI can make 24/7 music creation. It doesn't get tired, it doesn't wear out, it doesn't need extra fuel for creativity, AI can just generate unlimited music on demand. This will be incredibly useful for syncs, sync licensing, all that music and film and commercials, videos, all of that can be made through AI. So it's very useful for sync licensing, background music, and other commercial uses. You don't have to get a human to do that. You can get by with AI creating that for you, especially in these spaces that we're talking around background music. Let's get into some cons. Obviously, there are a plethora of cons around AI-generated music, and we're all trying to navigate through what the music industry looks like with these pros and cons, and specifically how the cons are impacting our ability to make music as humans. Because first con, there is a loss of human creativity. If AI is generating the music, it may lack that emotion and empathy and depth and personal experience and unique artist expression that we're used to hearing consciously or subliminally in our music that's put out. I've encouraged my artists to play around with AI and see what it's all about. And the products that come back from AI at this time when generating music definitely sound like they've been AI generated. The beat is a little off. It sounds a little weird. And even if you go back and retrain it, you can tell from at least a music business professional ear that it is not the level it needs to be where we can just freeform with just using AI. It seems like the human really needs to be part of that interactive process at this time as well and work with AI if you're going to generate AI music. And I'm speaking here about beat production. So let's talk about lyrics. My artist, I've also encouraged to play around with some lyrics in AI. You get what you put in and what comes out, even if it is through a Grammy-winning songwriter. When you get AI spit back out when it comes to lyrics, you can definitely tell it wasn't written by a human. It was written by a computer. And not that you can't tweak and alter it, but when AI generates a beat or a lyric, you can tell it's computer generated. You do need to edit it and work with AI to put something out that would actually be a viable product to commercially release. At this time, I don't believe that we're going to get the computer to spit out a Billboard number one hit. Maybe, but I just don't think the technology that is readily available to independent artists or just on the internet with ChatGPT, et cetera, are generating enough quality to hit a Billboard chart top position just based on the AI generating the record. This next con, I think, is just a con of the music industry in general. It's a beautiful thing that independent artists can release with a shorter barrier to entry from being a major record artist. However, I think that there is an oversaturation of music at this time, and AI is not going to help this problem. It's going to hurt this problem and expand this problem of oversaturation of music in the market. If AI can generate floods of streaming platforms with mass-produced tracks, it's going to be harder for the artist to stand out. And it already is harder for the artist to stand out because so many artists are releasing music every day because the barrier to entry to create music is now low. You can basically make a beat in your bedroom and drop it on Spotify and clutter up Spotify for these larger artists that are dropping records. One of the major cons I see that we as the industry of music will work through are royalties and ownership issues. I had mentioned that this is a gray area right now. It takes a while for the industry and the laws to catch up to the technology sometime, and this is a perfect example of that. AI is a perfect example of that. The copyright laws aren't fully adapted to AI-generated content yet, and it's creating gray area around ownership and compensation. I want to go back to Apple Music 2017 when remixes first became super popular on commercial platforms such as Apple Music, Spotify, etc. This was a gray area. We used to be able to put out remixes. You could drop a Britney Spears remix on Apple Music without Britney's permission. Not because anybody wanted to hurt the artist, just because there wasn't rules and regulations around ownership in the world of a remix. Who owned it? It was taking lyrics from one part. It was taking a brand new composition of a beat and production from another part. Who gets what when? And I think we're seeing that same situation that we had with remixes back in 2015, 16, 17, when we were trying to figure out who gets paid what where, what paperwork do we need to even put one out? Nobody knew. It was the Wild West. We were just dropping remixes on Apple Music for major artists that had no control over us doing this. So the AI-generated content when it comes to music definitely seems like the same type of parallel that we experienced when we were trying to figure out what to do with remixes and commercial releases on streaming platforms a decade ago. So I think that eventually they will catch up. It's obviously at the height of everybody's interest right now since AI is a popular topic. And I think that these laws will develop. But in the meantime, as a pro, maybe there is a gray area that independent artists can capitalize on to create additional revenue streams before everything gets ironed out. Another obvious con with AI, and not just in music, everywhere, right, is job displacement. AI threatens traditional roles like producers, songwriters, session musicians by automating some of these tasks that we once had to do manually. I will say, though, if you use AI to create a music production, if you use AI to create lyrics, at this time, at least with the technology that independent artists have access to, you are definitely hearing something is off. You're definitely reading lyrics where something has been generated by the computer that doesn't have the soul of a human behind it, which I think is why we need to keep reiterating working with AI when it comes to the music industry, not for or against it, but with it. And because of that, it brings me into another con, which we're going to see an industry control shift. AI could further consolidate power within big tech and streaming platforms rather than empowering the artists. Okay, I have two more cons I want to talk about, and then I want to do some storytelling around live examples. So one of my second to last cons is quality and quantity. AI can make music faster. It can also prioritize formulaic hits over deep, actual, innovative artistry. But that being said, it's already a formula to make a hit record. There is a formulaic style to making a hit in 2025. And the major labels are manufacturing these already. So why not have AI help these independent artists use a little bit of that formulaic sparkle if they want to grace the charts and compete with these major label artists that have these formulas down pat, these record labels that know exactly what it takes to get a number one hit on Billboard. For my last con, I would like to bring up the dependence on algorithms. AI-driven recommendation systems may reinforce this homogenization, making it harder for niche or experimental artists to get discovered because, again, there's so much clutter out there, they will not be able to break through. However, as cynical as sometimes I can be about the music industry, I will say if a song is unique, different, experimental, and it becomes trending and popular, it will break through the clutter regardless of AI, regardless of a major label. There are several examples of this. Heat Waves by Glass Animal, Loud Luxuries, Body. These songs have billions of spins and they didn't come with a background that you would be able to guess would produce billions of spins. And by that, I mean, they weren't an A-list artist in a A-list label where they knew they were going to be good. It was, the music was different. We hadn't heard it yet. It was palatable. The people loved it, but it was unique enough that they hadn't heard it. So they kept listening to it. And billions of streams later, these songs broke through the clutter of what's out there and really did well. So the point is, whether we're AI generating music or we're not, if a song is unique, different, and still palatable, it's going to break through the clutter, it's going to soar, and it's going to be a hit, and nobody can stop it. And what's cooler is nobody also manufactured and created it to get there either. But the bottom line, if you're looking at the pros and the cons, is that AI is obviously a powerful tool that can democratize music creation, streamline business operations, and expand artistic possibilities. However, it also is going to bring big challenges related to originality, ownership, and industry control. I think the key is using AI strategically and enhancing the human creativity rather than replacing it. I don't think that human creativity can be replaced, but would love to hear how you see AI fitting into your label and your music projects. So sound off in the comments if you have any pros and cons of your own. So if you're an artist or a label that wants their artists working with AI, I think that is the key, working with AI rather than letting it take over. Treat AI as a collaborative means. It can enhance your creativity instead of replacing it. You can teach it your style, preference, emotion, and in return, it can generate ideas that you can create to make your own. It can also speed up tedious tasks so you have more time to focus on the music and maybe even push you in unexpected directions you didn't think that you could take your music. For example, songwriting. AI can suggest not just words, but chord progression, melodies, or lyrics based on what you've written to spark new ideas, or polish what you've already written to make it sound more indie, commercial, rock-oriented, pop-oriented. From a production standpoint, you can train AI models on your past production so it understands your sound and helps generate stems or mix elements in your style. So, for example, if you have two albums, you can share AI your past two albums and it can understand your sonic brand and help deliver and point out elements in your style that you're using that you may not even be aware of to make the music even better for that next album. Lastly, marketing and branding. AI can really help independent artists and record labels analyzing audience data and help refining your brand and message to maximize that reach and engagement to the right fans. So the marketing and branding is its own animal, and I think a beautiful thing to work with AI to help reach that base. If you are just getting started with playing around with AI, you may get frustrated pretty quickly. I do just want to gently remind you as an artist or a label that as you work with AI, you refine it and it refines you. It's kind of like having a personal assistant that never gets tired, but still needs your human touch and direction to make something truly great. So you may have to play around with it a couple times for it to get to know you and for you to get to know it so it can make music or production or marketing and branding ideas more your own to make it feel more organic to you and your fans. But it's up to you as an artist or a record label on how you want to use it and if you want to use it. But why even limit yourself when AI can be a multi-tool? You could experiment with AI-assisted songwriting, train a model on your past production to generate ideas for a future style, and even use AI for marketing analysis to optimize your releases. I definitely think that shying away from AI, especially on the marketing and branding side, would just be silly for an independent artist. I think it's a beautiful resource out there. And I think that there are more pros than cons, despite this being a gray area in the music industry that will eventually get figured out over time. I want to share with you a story about AI. And I can't use the artist's name because they are a A-list music artist, but I will share this story because I'm sure it's not just being done at the top, top, top levels. I'm sure there are other times where this is being done. But anyways, the story starts with the composition of music. So as we know, not all pop stars, not all A-list talent writes their own music. And if they don't write their own music, sometimes they'll have a writer write it and a demo singer sing it so that the artist can learn the song so they can sing it with their voice in the studio. Now, AI has allowed us to use major label artists' voices and put them over our own voices. This happened to Kanye West. As soon as AI became popular in music and a hit topic, somebody used Kanye West's voice over another record. And it made it sound like Kanye's record. And Kanye had no idea because it was just his AI voice being used. But the population thought it was really a Kanye song. And that's one of those examples of the gray area that we're just figuring it out as we go. Because that song was actually put on Spotify. Anyways, getting back to my original story. So this artist had a demo singer sing a song. They put the artist AI filter over it so that the artist could hear more of what it would sound like if they sung the song. So when they went to go learn the song, they could learn it better because it would sound like them. Well, the technology was so good that the artist did not even bother singing the song. They just used their AI filter over the demo singer's voice and released that version. Well, pro, that saved time, money, and effort, recording studios, maybe even plane flights to get in there and have that A-list artist leave their schedule to go record the song. They didn't need to do that. They just took this poor demo artist that probably got paid $300 or something to lay down this record as a demo. And now it's that artist's vocals with the A-list artist AI over the vocals. That's actually what's being launched and given to the public as their own song. So if you're so popular as an artist that you have AI-generated technology out there that can mimic your voice, do you even have to ever hop in a studio? Can't you just have any demo singer sing the song that you're supposed to sing and put your filter over it and drop it out there and nobody will be any wiser on it? I think that that is an issue. But I also can see where, from a time, money, effort perspective of the label, everybody was on board with that, including the artist. People signed off on that. They were okay with that. That song hit the Billboard charts. Anyways, thanks for coming to chat with me about pros and cons of AI today on Business Music. This is the first chat about AI, but it will certainly not be the last. We will see you here next week on Music Business.